Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx, and I got a special announcement for you all before you tune into this episode. So, thanks to Spotify for Podcasters, also known as Anchor FM, and Spotify, you guys get exclusive commercial advertisement-free content from me for just as little as $7.99 a month. You get episodes of just me talking and talking and talking and talking, but it won't just be me. You'll even hear from different people from the royal court, my various guests. We could be talking about cartoon conspiracy theories to real life shit to politics to just about whatever. And that is all due in part to Spotify and Spotify for Podcasters, also known as Anchor FM, that allows me this feature to give you all more juicy good content that I know that y'all are looking forward to every week when you tune in to the Royal Hour Podcast. So, do yourself a favor and tell a friend to go tell a friend. If you're looking for some exclusive commercial-free content, the Royal Hour Podcast by your good guy here, Prince Onyx, is the place to be. Again, $7.99, and you guys get exclusive content. So essentially, it's getting, you know, bonus episodes, because you never know when I might throw those at you, on top of getting the regularly scheduled episode as well, that now drop on Wednesdays in the middle of the week, hump day. So again, check it out. There will be a link in the description box below this episode and every other episode where you are able to tune in for that exclusive content. All right, now let's get back to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Royal Hour Podcast, hosted by the one and only Prince Onyx. Join me on a daily to weekly basis with the Royal Court and I as we delve deep into a wide range of topics. From entertainment to politics, both professional and streetwise, to personal stories of things that we've experienced. From dating troubles to family drama and even our own tea that'll get spilled. All from a Chicago perspective that at times can be viewed as worldly. You can find us on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and more. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Yes, y'all, trust me, I have recognized it too. I have noticed it. And without further ado, of course, welcome back once again to the Royal Hour Podcast. I was really procrastinating on recording an episode before, you know, January was over. And honestly, y'all, I don't know why. I really don't, because it was just like, what are you waiting for? You know, it's like I do this podcast by myself. I edit it by myself. I produce it by myself. It's just me. I don't have a team. I have my, you know, guest co-host from time to time. I don't have a manager. I don't have someone else who's helping to produce, so a co-producer, an editor. I do all of it, you know, for this. So, you know, it was just like, yo, what are you waiting for? It's like I really should have struck hot when, you know, that Cat Williams interview had aired. But, you know, and we'll talk about that, you know, in bits and pieces. But it's like, you know, and then all the other things that had occurred, like that Stanley Cup situation, which, Jesus Christ, child, the sheep keep getting easily programmed. And then you got the Sephora kids. Like, it's been a lot of stuff that I've been coming across and seeing. So it's not like I haven't been seeing stuff and I don't want to give you guys my perspective, retrospective, you know, my opinion on it. I was just procrastinating and I really didn't know why. But without further ado, I am back. Happy New Year. I know everybody's probably tired of hearing that, but hey, Happy New Year, y'all, because we made it into a new year that is really a year of the underdog. It's really the year of those of us who felt like, damn, I just keep catching L after L after L. And as much as we try to flip it and be like, oh, well, it's not a loss. It's a lesson learned. And it's like, girl, look, that's cool and all, but sometimes we got to be the fuck for real with ourselves. Like the toxic positivity, if I can just say for a little bit, toxic positivity got a lot of people's minds warped into thinking that they can just positively think of themselves out of some fucked up shit. Sometimes a motherfucker needs to be by themselves, isolate. Sometimes somebody needs to, they just get through their depression, how they get through it. Sometimes people just don't want to be bothered because they feel like, yo, what is my purpose?
Who am I in service to? In service to whom? Which is Solange's, the title of her new project, which hopefully we will get that soon. You know, shout out to Solange. But in service to whom? You know, and lately that's what I've been feeling is like, who am I in service to? You know, I have not been talking to one of my best friends just for various reasons. But honestly, I just needed a break. As fucked up as that may sound, I just needed a break. I just needed a break. And even everybody else outside of them, I just needed a break. Like, I showed up to one networking event and that was it. And then even then, like, there are other friends that I haven't talked to them in a while. And I have felt guilty about it. And then those who I do engage with and talk with, you know what? Hey, I have enough energy for them. Does it sound fucked up? Okay, whatever. Sure. Does it sound selfish? I don't know. And I don't care anymore. I don't owe nobody shit. That's where I'm at with it, yo. Like, on a wellness check, I don't owe nobody shit. Some people, even the people who you fucking love and you will catch it, you could catch a bullet for them if you wanted to. Baby, sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you need a break. And it's not because of anything that they did necessarily, or even if it is something that they did, maybe you're just like, hey, you know what? I'm not in the space to properly communicate my feelings. And I don't want to come into the new year arguing with anybody. I ain't got time to argue or fight. Not now, motherfucker. This is a year of peace, a year of healing, a year of triumphant wins, a triumphant return, a Sankofa, if you will. This is a year of just of me pouring into me and loving on me. And sometimes that means having to say, you know what? I ain't got time for you right now. Or again, I don't know how to properly convey what I'm feeling in the moment. But so let me isolate and really think and reevaluate this whole entire relationship, this whole entire friendship. And that's what I've also been doing. Again, in this wellness check segment that, you know, I'm doing, that I've really been evaluating each and every relationship in my life. Basically, it's a who stays and who goes type of thing. Seriously, who stays and who goes? Because there are people who I'm just like, yo, at this point, if they got to fall out of my life, the universe will just handle them. Because I'm not looking to have conflict with anybody. I'm not looking to fight anybody. I'm not looking to argue. It's like, I ain't got shit to argue with about. If you want to argue with me, it's because of something that you are feeling that you want to project onto me that I don't welcome anymore. It's not worthy of my energy. It's not worthy of my time. So why the fuck would I bother? So I just honestly have been on some isolation shit lately. And just really like, yo, this year, because again, you got to think about it this way. Truth be told, the new year doesn't really start until spring, which is really in March. So these 2 months really, which is crazy because of all the birthdays that happen in these months. But still, you know, what's really crazy is that because we're still in the dead of winter, this is really the time to recuperate, hibernation, you know what I'm saying, and rejuvenate and really rest. And for me, how I'm doing it, again, is through isolation. It's like, yo, I don't want to talk to certain people, and that's okay. I don't have to force myself to talk to certain people. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. If you feel like it's because of something that you did, and if it is, we will talk about it at a later time. But right now, I need to isolate. I need to love on me. I need to pour into me and also find the way to convey properly, hey, here is what happened. And here is how we can fix it. Here is what happened. This is how it made me feel. And it's not because a person has been holding on to this, waiting to have a, you know, gotcha moment. No, it's just, huh, I know you and I know me and I know us. You know, let's not start the year off on some bullshit. Let's not. Because if anything, people got to realize when you have good friends, best friends, it don't mean that they're going to always agree with you. It does not mean that they're going to, you know, follow your every word. They're going to make it seem like you are not problematic or that you don't have your own fucked up issues. No, sometimes our friends do hold us. They have to hold us accountable as well and be like, hey, you know, you fucked up what you said. Or hey, this is da 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 da. You have to be held the fuck accountable. You got to be held accountable. There's just no other way around. These, you know, if we can't hold each other accountable and call each other out when we're on some bullshit, we ain't really friends. Because again, I'm not going to agree with every fucking thing that you do, and you shouldn't agree with everything that I do. And that's okay. Seriously, y'all, that's okay. I really wish that people, here, let me just adjust my mic a little bit. I really wish that people would get that through their heads. That it's like, baby, we can be the bestest of friends for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I am not going to agree with everything when it comes to you. If you're about to do some fucked up shit, I'm going to let you know, hey, don't do that. Here's why you shouldn't. Now, you can choose to listen to me or not, but if you end up doing what I as your best friend was telling you not to do, and shit blows up in your face, and now I got to hear you, you know, crying to me about it and complaining and going off, do you not realize how draining that gets after the umpteenth time where it's like, so what am I doing here again? Because you're not going to listen to me, which again, you don't have to. It's just the fact that if you're coming to me about a decision or, you know what I'm saying, in the process of you venting, you're thinking about doing something that I can feel, oh, this is going to really be bad for you. Do I then not have that right to try and intervene and drop some common sense in there? You know, sprinkle it like some damn seasoning on some fish or chicken or whatever protein that you're eating and about to saute and fry up or bake, whatever, you know? Do I not then have a moralistic duty as your friend to be like, hey, we not doing that. Despite whatever the outcome that you choose, because you can choose whatever outcome at the end of the day. It's just, do I not matter in that moment? Do I not matter? You know, and I've had to think about that too. I've been doing a lot of thinking, y'all. And they do say that, you know, idle mind is the devil's playground. And thankfully for me, I won't allow that. More so, I am journaling more. And I'm still in therapy. So, you know, shout out to therapy. But also, as of last Tuesday, because this is what, the 23rd? Yeah, today's the 23rd, January 23rd. So it's Tuesday. But as of last Tuesday, I am sober. So no alcohol leading up to my 29th birthday. And that was a decision I had to really force myself to do, because I was drinking a lot to avoid my feelings and my emotions and these thoughts that I am now pouring out onto the mic on my show. I was really trying to hide and run away from these feelings and these emotions from the stuff that I experienced from last year, but even like years prior. I would say again, like 2021, for example, shit, really 2016. But I feel like the stuff from like up before the pandemic, I was able to process to a degree, but the pandemic really helped me to really process that stuff. And then as the world started opening back up, you know, still trying to process it. So I would say really from like 2021 up to now, the things that I have been through with the different losses of friendships, realizing that there were really fuck a frenemy, because bitch, there to me, we can't be friends and enemies. That's a fucking oxymoron. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying negative zero. It doesn't exist to me anyway. Either we are friends, and first of all, I will never say that I'm the enemy of someone. Because do you know how much energy that takes to be their enemy? That means every single waking moment of your life, you're painstakingly watching their story from a fake account. Or even if you're still friends with them on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, you're watching their stories. You're watching them in the shadows, lurking, trying to see, ooh, they're working on that. Okay, let me work on this too. Ooh, they're working on that. Girl, that takes a lot to try to outdo somebody who... what was ordained for them by God, you can't outdo, you can't touch, you can't undo, and you can't unravel. Now, the shit that the devil has given you, oh, baby, that's temporary. That's a temporary victory. That's a temporary level of success. That's a temporary feeling of goodness. That's a temporary, you know, a feeling of, ooh, I'm doing good in life. Yeah, for the time being, nigga. And then because astrologically speaking, with Pluto now being in fucking Aquarius, my sun sign, hello, Aquarius season, which is great that I'm getting back to my podcast, because, you know, with the Aquarius season, that energy is for creativity and innovation and innovativeness and all of that stuff. You know, but also revolutions as well. So, and the undoing of certain systems and powers that be. So, we're in the age of Aquarius too. Ha 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 ha. So, the age of exposure and information and just all types of stuff, right? So, You know, it just, yeah, it's just like, yo, people, the shit that the devil gives you is temporary. But what God gives you is for you, and can't nobody put their mouth on it. They can try, but them words that they put on you, they're going to bounce back onto them, and they're going to have to eat a whole bowl of crow. A whole bowl of crow, bitch. They're going to have to eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Mmm, yummy, yummy, yummy. Make a bummy heat it. Okay? Like, yo. It's just, oh man, like dealing with that breakup with the magician, because I'm, ooh, and I still, see how I still got respect for that motherfucker not to say their name? Jesus, like, ooh, and that's, I've had to stop myself, because at one point, y'all, I wanted to record, it would have been behind a paywall. For those of y'all that know, you know, you can subscribe to get exclusive episodes from the Royal Hour podcast, which you guys have heard that ad before, it'll be in this episode too. But I was going to do an episode where I basically said his real name and was going to just talk mad shit and just go off. But I thought about it. I ain't going to do that, because, again, that takes too much valuable energy that I can simply put into other stuff. I love talking to y'all about my life, about music, about film, my thoughts and opinions on the entertainment industry, on politics, on life in general and things like that. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I value that, and I don't just want to give y'all trash. And maybe that was another reason why I was holding off on giving y'all the episode early on throughout the month, you know, during the month, because it was just like, I want to be sure that I'm in a place, even while I'm still in my isolation period, and I've been crying a lot lately, but it's really a form of releasing. Because again, me not drinking anymore, well, for the time being, doing a detox for, what, 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks, because I'm doing it up to February 6th, and my birthday's on the 8th. But, you know, me not drinking right now has just really, again, helped me to confront and face these feelings head on. I have faced this shit head on, and I'm like, hey, oh, you're here? All right, cool, let's cry. Let's cry, let's hug it out, and then turn on Renaissance or Megan Thee Stallion or Janelle Monáe or Victoria Monáe or whatever music that gets me pumped. Turn that shit on, and we gonna dance. Get the energy going and feel good about ourselves, you know? So, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was in a good space. But yeah, it's just like, I have been crying a lot lately, again, mourning the loss of these different friendships, relationships, things that I thought were good, despite the hiccups, despite the negative aspects, despite, you know, despite a person being broken, because I have loved quite a few broken men. And even some flawed men, because there's a difference between being flawed versus broken. But the broken ones always, they're the hardest ones to get over. And it takes more time to get over them, because it's like, damn, I really thought we could have been something. So it's like you're mourning the loss of what could have been, what, you know, what you wished would have happened. The fact that, damn, they could never give me what I poured back into them. And the fact that they just moved on with their lives as if I never existed, or if I was just a mere pit stop in the journey to wherever the hell their destination is. Meanwhile, with me, I'm thinking that, oh, okay, me and him, we gonna make it, da-da-da-da-da. Ah, he's married now. He's a good man, Savannah girl. You know, all of that shit, right? But it's like, you get to the point now where for me currently, I'm not dating. I don't even have any other apps on my phone. I don't seek to put them on my phone. I'm not dating at all. I have a small roster of guys that, you know, hey, when I want to fuck, I'm just, look, I'm bold with it. When I want to fuck, hey, it is what it is. Or if I want to, you know, go out to an event, hang out, have a friend date or whatever, cool, you know what I'm saying? Or just go over to their place and chill. But we probably gonna end up fucking, dick gonna end up in my guts, down my throat, vice versa, you know, put this dick down his throat, whatever. you know, tongue in every, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah, you know, when I need a fix, per se, you know what I'm saying? A scratch that needs to be itched, okay, you know, don't play with it, don't play with it. You know, that's where I'm at. Because for right now, the man that I am supposed to end up with, he is seeking me and I am seeking him. I don't know if he's going through a period of isolation or whatever he may be going through right now, but, you know, he's out there. And I just need to really just not date for a while, Brian. And that's okay. Because I get attached. And then when the attachment is broken and torn. You know, it's like glass. Once it's broken, you can't really fix it back. It's like the trust, you know what I'm saying? The trust is gone. The trust is gone. It can't be fixed. It can't be restored. That's why, for example, like me and the magician, I don't wish to be anything with him. Not good friends, colleagues, nothing. Because even in the industry with the reputation that he has, it's like, dude, you wonder why everybody treats you the way that they do, surface level, because everybody knows how you get down. They probably have to warn other people about you prior to, like, if they hear your name from somebody who they know and love and trust, they have to, like, and I'm sorry, y'all, because I just realized my phone is low-key hitting the mic a little bit, but they have to, like, warn them. And not to come, but you have to also try to do it in a way where your friend don't feel like, oh, you hating, you just hating on me. Oh, you hating because I got a new connection. Oh, he feeling me, da da da. That motherfucker is an incubus. He going to reel you in and say all the shit that you want to hear, that you have longed to hear. He's going to make you feel so appreciated and shower you. One whole time, he's a very unhappy person. He is very unhappy, and he has sold himself to this industry, or at least most of it, or at least has tried to sell himself to this industry, to where the little bit of humanity that he has left that I saw when the magician part wasn't present, that last little bit of human that I saw, that motherfucker he came out and he wanted it. He wanted the relationship, but the rest of him, that other side, the magician, nah. So instead, oh yeah, let me push him away. Let me attempt to break him. I got news for you, baby. You can't break me. You can't. None of you niggas can break me. If a nigga from Jamaica can't break me, if a nigga that's bipolar and schizophrenic can't break me, if a nigga, oh boy, if a nigga who even told me himself that the reason why he broke up with me was because he realized I was better than him, and that was my first boyfriend. And then the nigga who I shared my body with, you know, with virginity, if he couldn't break me, if none of these dudes could break me, what makes you think you could? What makes you think you could? Seriously, like, what makes you think you could? Please, motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Word to Princess Loco, okay? May she continue to rest in peace and power. But, nigga, you could never break me. I'm unbreakable. Yeah, I may be hurting down bad behind a motherfucker. Yes, because I'm human and I'm in tune and tapped in with my feelings, my emotions, versus not dealing with emotions at all and acting like they don't exist. And unlike you, I'm not out here fucking at your big age, 33 going on 34, at your big age fucking around with these DL niggas and thinking that, oh, don't nobody know that you fucking with a nigga who fucks niggas? Niggas know, it's just nigga. It's 2024, who gives a fuck? But you want to keep up the facade, right? You want to keep that shit up. Good fucking luck booking whatever stage that you're speaking of, because honestly, dude, where you're headed, I'm going to tell you this. Because again, Pluto is in Aquarius for 20 years. So from now, 2024, till about 2044-ish, should we, you know, come back together and talk? You know what I'm saying? Not in the sense of a relationship, but just, you know, when you talk with somebody who you haven't talked to in a long time, and it's like, you know, there's some resolve, some resolution, some healing. I will see where you are at, and you will see where I'm at. We're going to see where each other is. And it may be some healing that is bought to what could have been. And then it may just be a conversation just to have a conversation, because the universe feels like, hey, enough time has passed. You both have experienced life. Y'all need to just talk. But honestly, I'm not really looking forward to it. And I'm not going to hold my breath on it, or hold my breath for it, rather. So it's just like, dude, at the end of the day, wherever you're headed, good fucking luck. Because I know where I'm headed is where I'm meant to be. And it's sad and unfortunate, because I thought that you would be there, because, you know, you laid it on real nice and proper. Like, but whole time, it was fraudulent. You were just trying to figure me out, right? You were just trying to figure me out. Baby, you could never figure me out, because I don't let you niggas figure me out. I let you think that you can figure me out, but you never will. Because I know how to play you niggas like an accordion, okay? But other than that, y'all, I am doing well. Aside from that, this has been a long ass wellness check-in. Jesus Christ. Okay. First of possibly many. But, you know, I just wanted to let y'all know where my head was at and how I'm feeling about just life. And again, what I've been thinking about in this isolation period. Again, just mourning the loss of these different friendships when in actuality, a lot of these niggas were not my friends. They were, you know, just enemies, hidden enemies that revealed themselves sooner than later. And you know what? It is what it is. Because during my Saturn return, hidden enemies is one of the things that has continuously came up in different readings from friends and, you know, who are readers and mediums and stuff like that. So I'm just like, damn, you know. And even now, like, I'm at a point now where I'm not even waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's more so I'm being super observant. I'm just watching and seeing how people move so that when they come to me on some, you know, funny style shit, it's like, baby, I already clocked your tea. I already clocked you. So I don't know what the fuck y'all want me to do, but I've already clocked you. And it's like, don't think that you're going to come with me in the next chapter. A lot of people are meant to just be with you for a minute, a reason, a season. And there are those that are meant for a lifetime. The ones who are meant to be there for a lifetime, they will reveal themselves over time. But the ones who are just temporary, be it a reason or a season, yeah, you will end up seeing why. You will. But for the time being, it's just, hey, just enjoy these different experiences, but also be sure to learn something from each of them. You know, not every fallout has to be a bad one. You know, not every breakup has to be a bad one, depending on the people. But, you know, hey, things happen. But without further ado, you guys, now that I've gotten that out of the way, we can go ahead and enter the Royal Hour podcast. Whoa, okay, Chad, I was slipping into thoughts and shit, okay, slipping in and out of voids or portals and space and travel and time. But anyway, you guys, we will be right back after these messages. I hope you guys enjoy. Love y'all lots, and we will be right back on the Royal Hour podcast. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? Just wanted to remind you again and thank you all for tuning in to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and comments and feedback. I love that. But also, more importantly, it helps with pushing me and the show and my royal court, you all, and my lovely guests who I have on here from time to time through the algorithm. Doing that helps all of us win in the grand scheme of things. So again, thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave a rating and tell a friend to tell a friend and leave a comment. We at the Royal Hour podcast love you guys for that, and we thank you and appreciate you all tremendously. Thank you. Alrighty, and let's get back to the show. I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with the line from the Notorious B.I.G., "Black and ugly as ever, however." So I'm here to tell you about Black and Ugly, a clothing line where the phrase itself is an oxymoron, and it is not everything that you think. Rather, it's everything you think it's not. Here at Black and Ugly, you are going to find unique pieces of clothing, from hats to hoodies to sweatpants to camouflage pants to backpacks to little pins that you can put on your backpack as well as your clothing, down to jackets, hockey shirts, so on and so forth. And mind you, this is not your typical average wear. No, this is wearable art created by a black woman for the people, by the people. This is like FUBU 2.0. Black and Ugly, it's everything that you think it's not. Be sure to head on over there and let them know that the Royal Hour, Prince Onyx, sent you. And hey, and welcome back to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. So, I know we love to say the girls are fighting, but in this case, it's really just one. It's very one-sided. So to make a long story short, right, just diving on in, you know, we did a little wellness check, so now we're going to dive on in, right? So as you guys know, and as we all know, Megan Thee Stallion, she released a new single called Hiss, and she took shots at a lot of people, three in particular, from Drake to Tory to Nicki Minaj. Now, for the longest time, ever since after the whole Hot Girl Summer song, they fell out. Well, and then, you know, when WAP had came out, you know, Nicki and Meg, they just stopped fucking with each other. And for the longest time, none of us knew why till this day. Like, even to this day still, it's a lot of stuff that's super murky about it, because there was a rumor, rather, not rumors, but there was a rumor, so, you know, singular versus plural, that allegedly when they were on the set for Hot Girl Summer, that Megan kept trying to get Nikki to drink and she didn't want to because around that time she was trying to conceive and have a child with her, you know, the man who we know to be her husband. So, you know, she wasn't trying to drink and she felt like Megan was trying to force her and she wasn't trying to do it. But then it was also said, allegedly, that her husband had overheard Megan in another room while they were, I guess, on break or whatever. And she was saying how like, oh, you know, you can just go to, you know, go to the clinic, get an abortion. So the rumor was basically that she was trying to either help her abort the baby, well, not even help her abort it, but basically getting her to do it and saying, oh, girl, you can just go to the clinic if it's, you know, if you drink a da-da-da-da-da or whatever. And that was basically the whole reason behind it. Either way, you know, fast forward, because Megan, she had been taking shots at Nikki. She'd been taking shots at her throughout several songs since, you know, the beef had started. But with Hiss, she really just let that shit be known that it's like, bitch, you not finna check me. You not finna fucking do anything. So it's like, bitch, you're not mad at me, Megan Pete. You're mad at Megan's Law, which is literally a legit federal law, meaning that like sex, basically the creation of this, the sex offender registry. So it's like, girl, you ain't really mad at me. You mad at that law that's got you in the house because of your man. And I mean, what else can you say for that? You know what I'm saying? And for the past like 48, almost 72 hours, Miss Minaj has been going off, just off the rails, off the, she's just been unhinged. And now she's about to drop this song called Bigfoot, basically making fun of Megan. And it's the, for me, it's the fact that she's really going to drop this song, because she played it on Instagram literally the night that the night that Hiss had came out. She played it the night that the song had came out. And I'm thinking that, oh, girl, this song ain't never going to come out. She just playing this shit on Instagram, you know, whatever. But no, she's actually playing it. And so to see the album cover, the single cover today, because I opened up Instagram just to see, you know, what's going on, how was everybody Saturday, da 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 da, you know, if they've been posting anything the last few days, just, you know, my friends, my, you know, industry peers, all of that. And because I follow the Rap Alert page, boom, this is the first thing I see. And I said, ain't no fucking way this woman is really finna drop this damn song. And when I tell you she is serious, I'm just like, you know what? No, but then what took me out was the post on her Instagram story. Now, this is a picture that's circulating around. I'm not sure if this is real or not, because people be editing, you know, doctoring up shit. But the picture is basically, it's an AI image, and it's like the outskirts or the forest of Gag City, which has been like the whole thing for this rollout for Pink Friday 2 was Gag City. So this AI picture of, you know, the outskirts and the forest of Gag City. And then you have basically a Sasquatch or Bigfoot sitting on a tree branch or a tree log drinking. And you notice how one of the Bigfoot's creatures, one of his foot, feet, whatever. one of their feet is wrapped up in bandages. And it's just like, you know, imagine calling a black woman, an African-American woman, you know, comparing her to that of an ape. Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit right there. It's just like, everybody is seeing this shit. We're all seeing it. And it's just like, yo, you still have people who are standing her. Hell, I had to recently unfollow somebody recently because he talking about some, oh, I love seeing Nikki get activated. Sir, there's a difference between being activated. But this right here, okay, the Bigfoot girl, you literally calling this woman an ape at this point. You are a Trinidadian woman who came to America, so you are not Trinidadian American. So you are, look, fuck it, because I got to go there. You're a foreign black woman who is attacking a black American woman and calling her an ape. Now, the thing is, when you and Kim had y'all beef, you know, you called her a stupid hoe. You just let that be. And everybody just kind of turned their backs against Kim, even the whole time she was just trying to warn people that like, yo, this bitch is crazy and y'all are going to fucking see it. Then there was the beef with, you know, with Remy, you know what I'm saying? Which that really came back, apparently, from what people have been saying, that beef was back when Nicki was on the come up. And once Remy had went to prison, you know, nobody really noticed, but like the hairstyle, apparently that the bang or whatever that Remy had back then, Nicki was copying that, but people just kind of let that shit slide because, again, once Remy went to prison, it was just like, hey, she's out of the way, right? So, but their beef, you know, started, and then we had the Sheetha record, and people are saying how the song ended up getting snatched off of iTunes, even though it is back up there now, but I mean, it had back then, it, you know, when it came out, it was snatched off at one point because of, oh, the sample wasn't cleared and all this other shit, but it's back up there. And so, you know, that happened. So the beef with Remy. Then the beef with Cardi. Now, Cardi, we know that she has the, you know, the ghost writers. We know she has writers. She's, you know, she's not really pushing her pen. So, you know, hey, that beef, you know, even though Cardi was with the shits because she literally tried to hit her with a shoe. But I digress. But, you know, it's just that right there. Like, okay, boom. So there's like, that's three people. They say things come in threes. But then here it is now. With Meg, and it's getting so bad to the point where, first of all, Nicki basically told Megan that, oh, you need to conjure up your dead mother's spirit and apologize to her, and she was just going off talking about how, oh, you threw this person under the bus, you threw Kelsey under the bus, you threw Tori under the bus, you threw the baby under the bus, you threw this person under the bus. Sweetheart, what the fuck are you talking about? Tori literally shot her. Her friend Kelsey, to her former friend, took hush money and betrayed her. The baby, he, you know, put it on blast how they had fucked around the time that, you know, prior to Tori shooting her, basically trying to call her a hoe. You know, it's just like, yo, oh, and she also, Megan took shots at Party's ass too, because it's like, dude, he dropped a whole diss record towards her. Basically saying how don't nobody love you, you don't love yourself, you hate yourself, you a liar, you're this, you're that, da 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 da. It's like, yo, how many more hits can a person take before they just be like, all right, let me let y'all motherfuckers know to stop fucking playing with me? And that's literally what hiss is. Like, you notice how Drake ain't saying shit, because he knows she'll eat his ass up in a heartbeat. So it's like Drake, he know better than to say any fucking thing. Even though knowing him being a messy little queen, that he is, he might try to throw some more shots, but it's like, look, I'm telling y'all, if the third single is finna give more of bitch stop fucking playing with me, I think we all need to understand what type of time Megan is on, okay? I think we all need to understand that she is on a type of time, on the type of time to let you motherfuckers know, stop playing with me. Stop motherfucking playing with me. For real, for real. Now, Drake, you may not have had a BBL, but you definitely allegedly got lipo. And and the scars that you got are similar to that of the scars that women get after they've gotten a BBL. So it's like, you know, again, she was going off on everybody. But going back to the whole Nicki situation with her, at this point, it's just beyond sad to see. For somebody who's been in the game for 10 plus years, what, like 12 years almost, your legacy is already set. Megan could never touch your legacy. Lotto could never touch your legacy. Cardi could never touch your legacy. The same way that people try to, you know, damn near erase Lil Kim's legacy, which is impossible. You know, when you have a legacy, when you have built yourself up and you have, you know, you're solid in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody makes it 10 years doing the same thing, you know, especially in the entertainment business. Most people don't even make it past their first year or 6 months even. You know what I'm saying? 6 to 9 months. So with you, you have solidified yourself. You don't need to be arguing with none of these girls, with none of these young ladies who are on the come up. But here it is where you're going back and forth. And this time around, this shit is one-sided. Because Megan and her team, they dropped the song, they dropped the video, and they kept it pushing. She called into the Breakfast Club, talked with them briefly, and kept it pushing. But this woman over here, however, has just been going off, and it's definitely given like a downward spiral, because it's like, damn, girl, what the hell? Now, what I didn't appreciate was her bringing up Megan's mother. But then also, Megan's producer, Lil Jute, you know, and if the beat live, you know, Lil Jute made it. He apparently got doxxed. His mother got doxxed, and Juicy J also got doxxed. reason why is because apparently Nicki was trying to get a beat from Lil Ju to diss Megan, which is like, how you gonna hit up her producer and then hit up somebody else who she works with, being Juicy J, and get them to give you a beat? And because they wouldn't clear it or they wasn't really fucking with you, now here you are going off once again. But your fans took it upon themselves because they had a battery in their back to then dox these people. Y'all do realize doxing is a crime, right? And a lot of y'all, hell, one person, she got doxed a couple of years ago, and because she was talking, critiquing Nicki in a way and bringing up her age, because at the time she was 38, Nicki was, and her fans had doxed this woman, a journalist or whatever, right? They doxed her, and then somebody from that particular fan group came after her on Instagram. And then once she did her research on them, oh, they were spazzing out. They were crying, breaking down. They were like, please don't come after me. Please don't sue me. My grandmother can't know about this. I want to go to college. I want to have a future. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck all that. Because once you resort to doxing people, you're literally opening yourself up to so many. Fuck a trap. You're opening yourself up to so many legal issues. Because if someone were to be stupid enough to see that address pop up at somebody's place, do something to them, you are then going to be held responsible and liable for the matter. You guys don't like to think about that, but it's the truth. You will be screwed over in the end trying to defend that of somebody who really ain't fucking with you to begin with. She dropped the song. She dropped the video and kept it pushing. She kept it pushing, pushing, okay? Push it real good. She kept it pushing. So it's just like, sis, you are going out bad and sad right now. You are going out down bad and sad right now. Like when it came to, again, when it came to Black Friday about Lil' Kim, you responded with Stupid Ho. When it came to, and you know, Dungeon Dragon, what was it? Dungeon Dragon, the Dungeon Dragon song, I forgot. But you know, that song. And then when it came to Remy, you came back at her with No Frauds. And then you later came back, if people really paid attention to particular lines within Barbie Tings, you came back at her then. But by then, it was already too late. And it was just like, okay, damn, where was this one instead of No Frauds? But okay, whatever. But and then with Cardi, you know, how you've been going in on her as well. And even with Lotto, with this recent album, like, you've been dragging these girls and these women for a while now, and now it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, you got somebody who raps just like Kim, just like Remy, and pushes her pen as well, you know, Megan. And you know, if I'm gonna say this, if Nicki would have never did this whole Bigfoot thing and then that picture of Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, outside of Gag City, and then the other picture of like the huge, gigantic, not normal human footprints, you know, stomping about through Gag City, if she would have never did any of that shit and would have just simply made the diss track, or fuck it, even if it was the Bigfoot diss track, right, and clapped back at her, I feel like, you know, again, people would have been here for it as far as like the entertainment, because of this rap, you know, rap beef, it can be entertaining to a degree. But in this regard, this shit is just flat out disrespectful. This shit is fucking crazy, because it's just like, damn, girl, what in the entire hell is going on? Seriously, what the hell is going on, girl? Like, this shit, I hate this for her so bad, because again, she has a legacy, but it is literally fucking crumbling right in front of our very own eyes. Right in front of our very own eyes, this shit is crumbling. So it's just like, girl, what in the hell? And it goes to show this, like, Nicki, you do watch these girls, especially Megan. You watch while you try to make it seem like you're not watching. No, you do watch, because the fact that, like, it was 24, not even 30 minutes after the song dropped, here you were on Instagram Live. Then, you know, as everybody kept talking about Megan's Law and pulling up, literally, you know, you go on Google search Megan's Law and you pull up and see what it is. So people took a screenshot of it and people talking about your husband and all of this stuff. It's just got to you where you just were spazzing out and wilding out. But then also today, this is Sunday that I'm recording this, January 28th. Apparently, word on the curb and the internet streets is that the grave site, the burial ground for where Megan's mother, RIP Mrs. Holly, where her mother is buried, that address got leaked. When I tell y'all, the repercussions that are about to befall this woman are going to be sick and nasty. Y'all are going to be like, damn, yeah, she should have left that girl alone. Because at this point, you know, she's probably contacting some lawyers. I'm pretty sure lawyers are being contacted. I'm pretty sure other things are happening behind the scenes, because it's like, girl, now you're doing too much. And then when Nicki was out here making fun of how I'm making raps, making fun of the South, the Southern accent, the slang, the twang, and all of that, and then had the nerve to like make fun of Bun B and Pimp C. And Pimp C's widow even came out and was like, yo, I seen that shit that you did over on Twitter. That shit weak as hell. Now, I'm sure she wants to say more, but it's just like, you know what? Hey, at this point, we are all seeing it. Everybody is seeing it, this self-destruction path that she's on. And it's just like, oh, my God. Why is it oh, my God, though? Because this is how she clearly has been operating for a long time. Like, seriously, when you think about it, a lot of the people that she surrounds herself with, who Nicki surrounds herself with, are dangerous. In the sense of, like, you know, they got records there's nothing to really brag home about. But again, it's like, girl, when everybody else came at you on wax, your responses were, eh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, okay, you know, Dungeon Dragon, that Dungeon Dragon song, I keep fucking forgetting what it's called, but that one, and, you know, Stupid Ho, and again, with Remy, you came back at her with, damn, what the fuck did you come, you came back at her with No Frauds, where you had to call up the super friends, you know, Lil Wayne and Drake, to help team up for you to go back at her. And then again, also, even in Barbie Teens, you took a shot at someone being on Netflix still. So it's just like, what the hell is really going on at the end of the day, y'all? Okay. Like, this whole thing, damn, Jesus Christ, I've spent so long talking on this set, on this particular part, but hey, it is what it is. Just give me all the news. But this shit is fucking crazy. This shit is fucking crazy. But also, it just goes to show that, like, when you have fixed signs in your astrological chart, and because Megan is an Aquarius, and I'm an Aquarius as well, shout out to us, and shout out to my one homegirl who has an Aquarius moon, you know, shout out to you. But when you have fixed placements and karmic signs at that, because being an Aquarius, you know, that's some karmic shit right there. If you know, you know. I advise you to do your research. But so when you do somebody like that wrong, you're going to get done worse. And this really is the what we're seeing is like the downfall of Nicki, essentially. Because it's like, girl, this may be your karma in the sense of all the shit that you were doing and getting away with. But now you keep fucking with this girl and she done popped back, but she ain't said shit since. And you're still going off. Like, what the fuck? Like, girl, let it the fuck go. Ma'am, let it the fuck go. You're still going off for what exactly? Let it go. Like, it ain't nothing to it. Okay, shout out to Kyrie Gaines. Let it go. Let it go. I just, crazy, okay? Crazy. Baby, bye. I can't believe this shit, y'all. Like, I just really cannot fucking believe this. That this woman is really going off all over that fucking song. It's like, damn, that shit got her really deep in her fucking feelings. It's like, yeah, go back in the studio and put it on wax. But damn, it's like, yeah, you putting it on wax. But Bigfoot, you can't rhyme. What really rhymes with foot? Other than soot. Toot. Put. Root. That's about it. That's as far as it goes. I was about to say a word that I feel like it would be made up. So it's like, no, we ain't going that far. But it's like, damn, girl, let it the fuck go. I just, I don't know what to make of it. We will see. We will see what the hell happens after this song drops. I doubt it's going to go anywhere. Again, I doubt it's going to go anywhere. But we're going to see what happens, because y'all, let me know what y'all thoughts are about this whole situation with Nicki and Meg. Because in one breath, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, hip hop beef is making a comeback. Okay, cool. But when it comes to hip hop beef, it's like, okay, yeah, y'all say shit about each other in interviews and, you know, in in the music back in the day. But now it's just like, oh, yeah, just bring the lyricists on. You know what I'm saying? Just bring the lyricists on. I don't know, child. It's just like, shit is just crazy. Shit is just crazy. Bring the lyricism on and let's just see what happens. But I don't know, child. This shit is just crazy. Because I ain't gonna lie. I'll listen to the song on YouTube. I will listen to it. Because I refused to buy that damn Bigfoot song. I refused to even stream it. Even though listening to it on YouTube is essentially a stream. But I just want to see what the hell she gonna say. Because it's like, you can't rhyme foot with anything else. I just gave y'all a whole little list. And it's like, after put, what can you say? What else can you say? So this song is going to just be a struggle to even listen to. But it's like, I'm telling you this. If Megan drops, when she drops, not if, but when she drops that third single, and she feels like she needs to fire off some more, girl, I think I'm going to have to log out that day. Because, baby, it's really sad seeing a legend go down like this. Going out bad. When we say going out bad, this is an example of going out bad, okay? Because what? Girl, I cannot. This ain't it, y'all. This ain't it. This is some sad ass shit. And I have spent like 22 minutes talking about this shit, just trying to make sense of it all. Because it's like, you know, hip hop beef, there was a way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, when Lil Kim and Foxy was beefing, when Kim and Eve was beefing, like, you know what I'm saying? There was just a way of it being done. Hell, even the real Roxanne and Roxanne Shante. Hell, Roxanne Shante and the UTFO crew. Hell, Foxy Brown and Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah and Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown and Queen Latifah. I mean, you know, interchangeable. But then when Queen Penn and Foxy was beefing, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there was a way to do it. Like, kept it on wax, even though in the predicament with Kim and Foxy, shit did result in, like, a shootout that got, you know, shit got hectic. Thankfully, nobody died. But, you know, the beef had escalated. But, you know, just like with also Pac and Biggie, we know what happened with them. Queen Penn and Foxy Brown, they eventually patched things up. And, hell, Eve and Kim, they patch things up. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's limits to it. But when it comes to doxing, that's when shit is getting real, real crazy. Because all these people who participated in the doxing of Megan's mother's gravesite, as well as the address of Lil Jew and his mother, and who else? And Juicy J, y'all asses are in trouble. I hope y'all know y'all are in, like, legit hot water. Because doxing is not okay. You're going to, I mean, shit, they may give you a misdemeanor. Here, they may try you as an adult. But either way, a lot of y'all, all of y'all are really about to get in for, are in for a rude awakening. Because that right there, that's illegal. But that just goes to show that these fans, y'all take shit too serious. And y'all going too damn hard. These stands, rather, y'all are doing too damn much to where y'all making it impossible for anybody to really be a fan of your queen, because this is not queen like fucking behavior, okay? Child. But y'all let me know what y'all think about this segment, because about this portion, you know what I'm saying, this topic, because again, I didn't spend damn near almost 25 minutes talking about this shit. So these topics are definitely getting split up, but this shit is just crazy. Like, girl, what? Ugh, this shit crazy, y'all. I don't know what to make of it. This shit is just crazy and unfortunate. And I just hope that it don't escalate to, you know, violence being enacted. Because, again, when you're doxing people, if folks show up to these folks' homes and do something to them, y'all are legally responsible. I don't know if y'all understand that, but you're legally responsible at that point. And let's see if y'all, you know, queen and savior comes through to save y'all. Probably not. But then again, maybe. Just for the publicity of it all. Who fucking knows? So y'all let me know what y'all think about this, because this shit is crazy. It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx, and we will be right back after these messages. Jesus, okay? Damn. This shit wild.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx. I just wanted to give you a friendly reminder once again. Please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and a comment, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Because when this show grows, so do you as the royal court. So I want to thank y'all again for tuning in, and just give a friendly reminder to be sure that you are sharing with your friends, your family, your lovers, hell, your one-off, jump-off, whatever the case is, and let them know the Royal Hour is the place to be and the podcast you want to listen to. And now back to the show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. So, this honestly is going to be a quick episode, you guys. It's not even going to be as long. I gave you guys really just one little pop culture topic segment. But I'm just going to go ahead and close this episode out here because as I really thought about it, because there's been so much carrying on and going on that it's just like, most of which I don't really too much care for. And then there's some stuff that I will just that one thing because it's like brand spanking new, like it's literally still going on the whole, you know, Meg and Nikki thing. And then at one point there was something going on with like some shade or beef that was that people were trying to stir up between Beyonce and Janet Jackson. I'm like, girl, next, like for real, like, okay, next. But anyway, when it comes to this year though, as I stated in the wellness section with me, you know, isolating myself and then recently talking with my therapist about, you know, some depression that I've been really suppressing for a while now. And it's just like, you know, it's getting to a point where I have to acknowledge it versus trying to suppress it. And just, you know, really unpacking that. And so I look forward to doing that with my therapist. But, you know, past that, I feel as though and I believe that this year will be so much better than these past years have been for me and to me. And as my birthday gears up, well, it's coming up and it's gearing up. I look forward to that. And I just want to say to those of you guys who are listening that when it comes to feeling like, you know, you're going through the valley of shadows, you feel like you're going through like this cloud or this mist, if you will, or this like brain fog of uncertainty in your life, and you don't know if you should take a leap of faith or not, do whatever it is that you feel called to do, whatever your heart is telling you to do, whatever your spirit is telling you to do, your mind, do whatever it is that you truly feel called to do, and don't allow for fear to run you and rule you. The same with anxiety, because you won't know unless you give it a go, you know? And so, you know, I've just been thinking about all this stuff going on in my life. And I can say that the clouds are starting to clear little by little, slowly but surely. The sun is coming out, you know, it doesn't rain forever. The sun does come back out eventually. And I just got a good feeling about this year. Again, just had to go through some stuff for a minute, not really be as active or talk to people as much, and then just really limit myself. But those boundaries that I have set are still going to stay in place. Like when you feel like you've been overexerting and overextending yourself, it leaves you wondering like, damn, like how can I stop this? How can I fix this? How can I curb this? You know what I'm saying? Because you're really just trying to figure out like, girl, what am I doing at this point? You know, who is this for? You know, who is this for? And who am I in service to? In service to whom? Outside of myself. And am I even servicing myself as well? Am I making sure that my needs are being met and that I'm making myself a priority? Or am I putting other people before me? Which if you find yourself doing that, there's a way to stop. Once you catch it, you sit with it, you unpack it, and then you know, set your boundaries and you commence and move onward. And you put you first and you know that you're the prize. You always remember that. You never forget that. And you set these boundaries and you do what you need to do. And again, while you're in this valley of uncertainty, this valley of gloom and shadows and doubt, you know that you're working your way through it, getting towards that light at the end of the tunnel. You're getting there. You're almost there. I promise you, you are almost there. You're almost there. That's the beauty of it, knowing that everything is going to work itself out and everything is going to be all right. Even when it seems like it's not, everything is going to work itself out. If you need to, look back on your life, right? When you were going through similar periods or when things were getting rough and they were tough and things like that. And remember, if you got through those things, you can get through whatever else is currently bothering you. It's just a matter of perception. The way that we see things, oftentimes we get trapped in our own brains. I know I do. I get trapped in my own brain feeling like I'm not doing enough and that I need to be doing more. I need to be going harder. I need to. And it's just like, hey, I'm doing the best I can. Okay. I am doing the best that I can. And no one's going to get in the way of that. I promise you, ain't nobody ever going to get in the way of that. Not with me. No, sir. Not me. Okay, not with me. I promise you, a motherfucker ain't never finna No. I'm not going to keep psyching myself out and feeling like I'm not doing enough. I'm doing the fucking best that I can. And sometimes, baby, that is enough. I got so much planned for this year, and I know how to take care of it and knock it out and get there. And you guys will be amazed, but more so me. I'm going to amaze myself as well. You know, going through what I've been through these past few years, you know, the romantic breakups, yeah, those hurt. The friendship breakups, oh, those hurt harder because those are the people that's like, okay, damn, yeah, I may have lost my partner. And depending on if we're going to be friends or not, that's dependent upon them and me. And if we even built a friendship within the relationship, which thankfully out of one of the two relationships from last year, we are still friends. And I'm thankful for that. But more so, you know, it's the friendship breakups that hit harder because you're like, damn. But then you realize 9 times out of 10 that those people were, you were more of a friend to them than they ever were to you. And that's what I've had to remind myself lately, is that these people who I've been thinking about how I went so hard for, I went harder for them in our friendship than they did for me. It's because, you know what, that's just who I am. But you do it with people who are deserving of it, but who also pour back into you and they go just as hard for you as you just went for them. That's how you do that. That's how you do that. That's how you do that. You go just as hard for them as they go for you, as long as when it's reciprocated too. But the ones who don't and they just take and take and take and take, those are the relationships and the friendships you gotta let go. You have to end them. And it could be in a respectful way. It doesn't have to be in a messy way. But those are the friendships, those relationships that you gotta let go, where you can see it. When you see it, you're gonna feel disgusted with yourself. You're going to be in a period of disgust and looking at yourself like, damn, why did I allow that? Right? You're going to feel this way. You're going to feel this way. But eventually, you then realize, hey, I did nothing wrong. I showed up as my authentic self. They were the ones who, shit, their authentic selves was them being a user. And I was wearing the blindfold and the ruby colored glasses, pretending like, oh, you know, I didn't see shit. That's what that was. That is what that was. Was motherfuckers pretending to not see shit for so long. But then once you finally seen it and see it and see these people for who they are and what it's worth. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I just, just going through it, but getting through it. You know what I'm saying? Going through it, getting through it, and growing through it. Okay, the 3 G's at this point. Getting through it, going through it, and growing through it. Ooh. Damn. Oh, bitch, that's the episode. That's the title. Oh, that's the title. I got to remember that. That is the title. But yeah, man, just getting through it, going through it, and growing through it. Yeah, you know? But I'm thankful, y'all. I mean, I'm just glad I could finally get an episode out to y'all before the month is over. Because, again, depression was really fucking with me, procrastination and all of that. But I'm like, hey, goddamn it, I'm going to get through this. Even though in that other segment, that shit was so hilarious. Because, like, as I was reviewing it, I'm like, wait, what am I talking about? Lyricism and beef. And I'm like, Chad, I guess I was trying to keep up with the theme of hip-hop beef. Chad, look, I am still recovering from the amount of exhaustion that I've been dealing with. So, you know, please excuse me. Spare me, okay? Because I'm sparing myself. But you guys have yourself a good one. On that note, you guys have yourself a good one. And just remember that, hey, at the end of the day, again, whatever you are going through, it is going to work out. When you've gone through hardships before, did they not work out? If they did, come on now. It's going to work out again. It's going to work out again. It always does. It's just sometimes, again, we get trapped in our minds. Don't become a victim and a prisoner of that of one's own brain, of one's own thoughts and insecurities. Don't mistake insecurities for securities and feeling secure. You know what I'm saying? Because that's another illusion that we sometimes fall for. Acknowledge your emotions. Acknowledge them and grow through them, move through them in order to, you know, really move forward. Because in the case of, like I said, with the friendship breakups I've dealt with, for example, that's a lot of closure that I'm not going to get from those people. And I've had to find that closure on my own. And I've actually been thankful for it because it's helped me to realize, hey, You gave more to that relationship than they ever could put into it, that they ever could pour back. You did what you do for all the people who come into your life. So don't ever feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got to talk to yourself, talk yourself through it, through your emotions and all of that. I promise you, y'all, you will thank yourself. But all right, on that note, love y'all lots. Be looking forward to, well, we're going to see how everything comes out tonight with that whole, you know, the rap beef situation. Because, girl, this shit probably going to drag on for another week or two. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we just get the visuals just to distract us. Because, girl, this shit is just chaotic. Because apparently the some behind-the-scenes footage of the Break My Soul video had leaked, quote-unquote leaked. Because at this point, child, people are convinced that Beyonce just threw this shit out just to distract us. Because, girl, it's a lot of shit going on. But anyway, you guys, y'all have yourselves a good one. If anything else noteworthy comes, of course, y'all will get an episode. Or even if it's just me just talking about my life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine, okay? Because life can be only what you make it. When you're feeling down, you should never fake it. Anyway, so, look, I took y'all through ranges, okay? But you guys have yourselves a good one. Thank y'all for tuning in again to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. And I will see y'all and talk to y'all later. Peace. Hey guys, what's going on? I just wanted to let you guys know before we get on up out of here with your good guy here, Prince Onyx, I just want to let you lovely people know where you can find me. So if you are in the TikTok streets, you can find me at Prince of the Go. That is P-R-I-N-C-E. O-F-T-H-E-G-O. And the Go is short for Chicago. Or you can just simply type in Prince Onyx and I will pop up. Now that same name I just gave you, Prince of the Go, you can also find me under that same moniker over at Instagram. You know, trying to keep in tune with the whole Prince royalty background, you know, the brand. And you can also find me under my second Instagram, Prince of Gotham, with the number one, and Gotham, like, you know, Gotham City, you know, in case you guys haven't put two and two together, comic book reference. And you guys can also find me at Fanbase, Prince Onyx. And you can also find me on these Twitter streets, Prince Onyx World. Now that, after you spell out Prince, the Onyx is O-N-Y-X, all capitalized, and World is spelled W-R-L-D, so it's World minus the O, and that is all capitalized as well. So be sure that you are following me and keeping up to date with me and staying in touch with me, as I want to hear from you lovely people. And other than that, we will go ahead and get on up out of here. So I love you guys lots, and let me know your thoughts on this recent episode. Until we meet again, peace. Oh, and how could I forget? You can also find me on YouTube, Prince Onyx. Hello, come on now. I'm definitely trying to keep this brand going and going and going and going. Not even trying. I am keeping this brand going. But again, I just want you guys to know where you guys can find me. All right, talk to you later. Peace.